Blackstone Audio presents Close Call by John McAvoy. To Judy, with thanks beyond the mere profuse. Your true criminal has two unvarying characteristics, and it is these two characteristics which make him a criminal: monstrous vanity and colossal selfishness, and they are both as integral and ineradicable as the texture of skin. Josephine Tye, The Franchise Affair. Trust Everybody, But Cut the Cards. Finley Peter Dunn, Mr. Dooley. Chapter 1. When his cell phone rang, Jack Doyle had just slipped his silver Accord onto the Kennedy Expressway at Ohio Street and begun his trip to Moni Park, the aged thoroughbred racetrack located some 20 miles south of Chicago's Loop. The early morning traffic began to thicken in front of him, then coagulated into a bumper-to-bumper morass of frustrated drivers. A weak, late-March sun had given up its attempt to pierce the city haze.
"Doyle here," he said, guiding the Accord into the left lane, so that it wasn't completely surrounded by air-breaking trucks and impatient grain traders and stockbrokers trying to gun their expensive autos closer to the Jackson Street exit.
"I'm calling to wish you well on the first day of your new job,"
said the familiar voice of Mo Kelman. Doyle smiled.
"Don't jive me, Mo. You're calling to see if I'm punctually on my way to work."
"Jack, Jack, how little you respect my opinion of you. I just thought I'd give you a buzz on my way to the club."
Doyle pictured the diminutive 68-year-old Kelman, with his Don King-like head of frizzed white hair, sitting in the back seat of his chauffeur-driven Lincoln Town Car, tying the laces of his New Balance cross-trainers as he neared Fit City.